Coming up in this week's programme, four young Czech women bringing the sounds of Africa to the heart of Central Europe. I'll be speaking to the Yellow Sisters about Mayan oracles, Gambian rhythms, and a new album called Singalana. More of that in a moment. First this week, one of the most eagerly awaited Czech films of recent time premiered in Prague on December the 18th, ahead of general release in January. It's a film adaptation of I Served the King of England, one of the best-loved works by the author Bohumil Hrabal, who died in 1997. It tells the tale of a quick-witted waiter who beds a string of beauties in pre-war Prague, marries an Aryan superwoman as the Germans march in, and finally settles down to reflect on his bizarre life after winning and losing a fortune.
A tak je v člověku tolik vody, že by se z toho mohlo uvařit 10 litrů držťkové polévky.
The film's directed by Jiří Menzel, who won an Oscar in 1966 for another Hrabal adaptation, Closely Observed Trains. Menzel fought a 10-year legal battle for the rights to I Served the King of England, so the film is long overdue. Theo Schwenke, Prague correspondent for the film magazine Screen International, was one of the lucky few to attend the premiere.
It's a perfect pairing because Bohumil Hrabal is a national treasure of Czech literature. Jiří Menzel is, in many respects, a national treasure of Czech cinematography. They collaborated together in the past, most notably with Closely Watched Trains, and it's a natural match.
So, in your view, did he succeed?
I think he did. He went to pains to explain from the outset that he was going to remain true to Hrabal's book. I think he succeeded in that respect. It's a difficult book to film, and he was aware of that from the beginning, and I think he pulled it off in the end.
Is I Serve the King of England a controversial film in any way?
Controversial? Maybe not, but I would hope it would be, because I think it is one of the best films to deal with the Sudeten issue and to deal with much of the legacy of the Czech Republic. Really, it's about the identity and the history of the Czech nation in a nutshell from its beginnings in 1918 up until almost the present.
You mentioned to me, Theo, that some of the full frontal nudity had been edited out of the final version. Is that nudity quite graphic?
I don't think so. I think that the nudity is done very well in the film. Menzel and his photographers have a real appreciation for the nude human form, and the nudity that you see can be graphic, but it's never pornographic, I think so. I had heard and read in one of the tabloids that some of the nudity had been edited out, and I was purposely looking for that during the screening, and I couldn't see anything that looked out of place.
One oddity about this film is that the central character, the main character in one of the most important Czech books, you could say by one of the most important Czech authors, is played not by a Czech actor but by a Bulgarian actor. How did you feel about that, watching the film?
Yeah, it's interesting. Igor Barnev, the Bulgarian actor, doesn't really have a screen acting career behind him, and he comes to this as a relative newcomer, if not a complete newcomer to the screen. However, he's wonderful. He does a wonderful job with the physical comedy required of the character. His spoken Czech sounds wonderful and a bit odd and idiosyncratic, but he comes across as a wonderful interpretation of Jan Dítě, and he totally owns the screen when he's up there.
Do you think then I Served the King of England, obviously it's early days, but does it belong in the category marked good or the category marked great or what?
It's a very good film. Whether it's a great film, that's going to rely on how the critics view it and how the audiences see it. I think it's a very important film, and I definitely think it's going to be a big hit with Czech audiences and should do well abroad as well.
How well? Is it an Oscar contender?
I think the Czech Academy is definitely going to nominate it. Whether it makes the final cut depends on what the rest of the world produces next year. I expect it to do well at international festivals this year. I'd be very, very surprised if it wasn't in competition in Berlin, for example. And from there, well, we'll have to see.
Theo Schwenke from Screen International, talking to me earlier about I Served the King of England, definitely top of my list of must-see films for 2007. Oh, Paloma, mama, yeah. 2007 also sees the release of the debut album by four young Czech women calling themselves the Yellow Sisters. Mixing a cappella melodies with African rhythms, the album, called Singalana, is just the thing to soothe away those winter aches and pains. But what does Singalana mean? I caught up with two Yellow Sisters, Lenya and Bara, to find out.
It's according to the oracle of Mayas, the South American Indians. They have four colors, four different specters, and we all belong to the yellow specter, which means we have some kind of characteristics in common, like south, the direction to south, our love for southern energy.
How would you describe your music?
It's music of four women, music of the inspiration of four women.
In general, I think we are four different women and friends, and most of the inspiration that comes to us is from the female soul and the gathering of four women, and we have a lot of fun together, so we improvise a lot, and a lot of songs burst from the inspiration of the pure joy that we're sharing together.
Now, your new album comes out in early 2007, and it's called Singalana. That's the right way to pronounce it. Where does that name come from?
Singalana, it's a made-up word. That's it, so you can imagine whatever you want.
And what should we imagine?
You could imagine a rising sun, a blossoming flower. Yeah, that's nice.
Our conception would be that the CD is like a day of our life. And this day begins with the sunrise, and this is like a symbolic of the morning of us getting up and waking up to the world.
Lenya's told me that all four of you spent some time in Africa. How did that inspire you in your music?
I think there is a special rhythm because the other two girls, their husbands, they play African drums, djembe, dundun. So they cannot help, they are involved by those rhythms.
Well, all four of us went to Gambia, which is West African country, and I think it's obvious that there's a lot of energy mainly in the dance and the rhythm. So we take a lot of the rhythmical inspiration from the African roots, and also once you are so much out of the common frame of your life and you travel, mostly the inspiration comes to you in the purest form, so you can say that we go there for the inspiration and to be alone and to search within us what's important to us and what we would like to share with the others.
So we're going to hear a track from the album now. Bara, what is the track that you've chosen?
The track's name is Free to Do, and it's a song about our freedom, that we are free to do whatever we like, because the freedom that sometimes we tend to search outside of is mainly inside of us. It's hidden in our heart.
Okay, well, Lenya and Bara, thank you both very, very much. And this is Free to Do by the Yellow Sisters. Do 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 do